High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Thank you indeed, Shane. Good morning. You're listening to News Talk Breakfast. Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman with you on this Wednesday, the 26th of March. Lots to come between now and 9 o'clock, Kira.
Yes, indeed. Including councillors in Louth have voted to dezone residential land in Dundalk, potentially halting the development of hundreds of new homes. We'll have more on that story after 10 past 7. What is going on with our inability to deliver houses?
Today is World Maths Day, but why do so many of us recoil at the thought of the subject? We'll be delving into that at just after 7:30.
And before 9 o'clock this morning, we're going to hear calls for a zero tolerance approach to any political deception. I think it's actually before 8 o'clock this morning, but around climate change,
yeah.
Shane.
Yeah, zero tolerance. So if you don't believe in climate change, you should be cast out. Called out for
it. Exactly.
A bit harsh. Before all that, though, obviously you will be aware of the chaotic scenes in Dáil Éireann yesterday. Heckling, interruptions, people standing on their feet, roaring and shouting. Let's have a listen to what happened. Yeah, that was Father Ted, actually. But I have to say, it's when I was watching it yesterday afternoon, Kira, it reminded me of that scene in the old priest's home when the lights flicked on and they all started shouting, arse, feck. Like, there was something quite performative about it all. But, Kira, it wasn't the only cultural reference made in Dáil Éireann yesterday. It was kind of a tribute to Game of Thrones.
Shame. Yes, indeed. Paul Murphy there, you can hear him, and we'll be speaking to Paul Murphy in just a moment. Embattled Ciarán Cóirle, Verona Murphy may have lost the confidence of opposition TDs. Here she is trying to keep control of the situation yesterday.
You're making an absolute holy show of yourselves. All deputies, resume your seat.
Yeah, unedifying scenes in the Dáil yesterday. Shane, what did you make of it?
This is politics today. I'm not saying the opposition don't have an argument, don't have a case, but I worry about where we're bringing politics. I mean, was the Ciarán Cóirle bullied yesterday? I think she probably was bullied yesterday. Now, I don't think her performance was particularly good, and I cringed at the whole, you're making a holy show of yourself. I kind of cringed, and I didn't think she had authority yesterday. But I do think there was bullying behaviour going on that wouldn't be tolerated in any other workplace. I thought there was kind of incoherent rage. I thought it was largely performative. And I do worry about where it's bringing politics. I also worry, Kira, because there are huge issues coming down the track, massive issues, the tariffs, where that's going to lead our economy, where it's going to leave our budgetary arithmetic, really, really, like the housing crisis, infrastructure, all these issues that have to be addressed. And we have the political equivalent of two bald men fighting over a comb. I really worry about this, I have to say.
Yeah, I fully agree with you. I thought yesterday when I was looking at the scenes in the Dáil, it reminded me of news footage I've seen from parliaments elsewhere, you know, places like Hungary and things where or Romania, where you've actually seen politicians practically coming to blows. That, you know, it's mayhem, it's chaos, it's aggressive, it's all of that. And I saw that and went, this reminds me of things I never thought I'd see in our parliament, where we have always been sort of respectful, sort of measured, all of that. That appears to have changed. I thought what was happening yesterday is the opposition lost and they had no way of not losing because the government has a majority and they were going to carry this change to speakers' rights. So the opposition, furious at losing, now want a scalp, and that scalp is going to be Verona Murphy because they've marched themselves up to the top of a hill and got nothing to show for it. And they don't want to come back down the hill with their tail between their legs, having taken a whooping from the government. And so I think that's what's happening. I do think Verona Murphy was bullied. I don't know how much more she could have done when the place is in pandemonium
and chaos.
And everyone is shouting and roaring and no one is behaving well. All sides of the house, it was an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment of a door.
It was an embarrassment.
The collective term now for politicians, an embarrassment of politicians? Because that's what it looked like when I was looking at yesterday.
Let us know what you made of it all. 087 1400 106.
Now, and for more on this from one of those TDs within the Dáil yesterday, I'm joined by Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD. Paul, I don't know if you heard much of what myself and Shane were saying there. We thought the scenes were unedifying, embarrassing, not becoming the Dáil, not becoming Leinster House. Would you agree?
I think the media needs to report the news here and report what happened, report what the change means, and report therefore why opposition TDs are so annoyed, which is that a fundamental subversion of the basic principles of parliamentary democracy was ran through yesterday with the cooperation and full participation of the Ceann Comhairle, all to facilitate a secret deal with a profoundly corrupt politician. That's according to the Moriarty Tribunal, Michael Lowry. The government has made much of saying this is only about 8 minutes. That is simply not true. It's very important that presenters like yourselves interrogate that claim and report the facts to people. It's not true on two levels. One, this is about fundamental principles about, for example, what the role of leaders' questions is. Since the foundation of the Dáil, leaders' questions has been for the opposition to hold the government to account. Now, if they get away with this, leaders' questions is going to be partly about that and is going to be partly about Michael Lowry, but also Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael backbenchers asking questions of the government
and Paul,
saying how great
Paul,
the government
are. Paul, you said that's a sort of a subversive version of democracy, but that does occur elsewhere. In Westminster, for example, there's time set aside for government backbenchers to question the leadership, to speak from the floor and all of that. So this does exist. And to the outsider looking in, to the ordinary punter out there, 8 minutes of a Tuesday and a Thursday, it doesn't seem like much.
But Kira, you're a presenter of an important radio program. Can you tell me how many minutes it is? I know the government's saying 8 minutes. Can you tell me how many minutes it is?
I can only tell you what I'm hearing in reports and what is being said. So am I not to trust that? Are you saying it's
amount?
You're
not to trust it.
Can you tell me how many minutes it is?
I certainly can. And can I suggest that presenters and journalists need to go and research themselves so they can tell the public? I will. So the total loss of opposition time is 69.5 minutes a week. That is reductions that are made up of halving the time that is available to us to object to the order of the business. So currently we're allowed to object for a very small amount of time of 1 minute that is being reduced 30 seconds for each opposition group. Secondly, we have a reduction of 22 minutes of time in private members' business. So twice a week we debate private members' business. Opposition time is being reduced.
So are you saying these regional groups and these backbenchers are getting 69 minutes of speaking time?
The government collectively, so some of it is going to government Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael backbenchers, and some of it is going to Michael Lowry backbenchers. And the third and most important reduction is the halving of time of Taoiseach's questions. So Taoiseach's questions is a separate session than leaders' questions. It currently happens twice a week. It goes on for 90 minutes. There's an opportunity for six questions to be asked. It's a key occasion for people to be able to question the Taoiseach, and they are halving that. So it going from 90 minutes to 45 minutes, going from six questions a week to three questions a week. So they're reducing opposition time by 69 and a half minutes, and they're increasing time for the government, including Lowry, by 56 minutes. That's made up of...
All right, this is a little dense for people listening. And it is fair to say, as particularly if you ever watch Oireachtas television, that opposition's leaders rarely turn up for that second day of questions, and I think that's probably fair to say. Look, let me ask you a couple of other things. This vote of no confidence that may or may not take place, you know, this vote of no confidence in the Ceann Comhairle, if there is a vote of no confidence, there's every chance that it will fail because the government have a majority. But what would happen then? Because obviously if she doesn't have the confidence that she is independent and objective, that is a problem for the House. But the government still has the majority, the same majority that they've used to change the issue of speaking rights. What happens then, Paul?
Well, then the ball would be in her court, really.
Are you trying to force her to resign? Is that what you're trying to do?
I mean, to be honest, that's not what I'm personally focused on. I think we need to force the government back and force the government to remove the standing order change that was ran through yesterday, and the protests need to continue to do so. We simply, this is not just about our rights as an opposition to hold the government to account. It's about the rights of future opposition. And it's precisely about, like, I don't accept that all these important issues happening in the world, housing crisis, Trump, Gaza, you know, they are counterposed to this, because if we lose our rights as an opposition to hold the government to account, our ability to raise these issues for our constituents, you know, is massively reduced.
But it looks, Paul, like you have lost this battle, that the government, and this is, you know, I know you're saying it's a subversion of democracy, and I understand your position on it, but the point of it is they have a majority, so it is democracy, the majority rules, and they have removed these, and they have changed these sort of speaking standing orders. So that's gone. You've lost that battle. Is that why the head of Verona Murphy has become important in all of this? Because the opposition don't want to look like they came away with nothing.
So 2 points. One, I don't accept that democracy is simply majority rules. I mean, would you be saying that if they came in with a change of standing orders to say that nobody in the opposition can speak and we have a majority, so we're going to vote that through, would that be accepted as majority? Democracy has to include some rights for the minority.
No, and I accept that too. The opposition absolutely, for a functioning democracy, needs rights. Completely.
But secondly, I do not accept that this is over. Yes, I have never seen anything like it, what the Karen Corley did. So she ran through the order of business without any opportunity to speak on it or even vote on it. She then just abandoned whole sections of yesterday's Dáil agenda to allow supposedly the standing order amendment to be moved. No opportunity for a debate. It was incredible. I've never seen anything like it. So, okay, she said some magic words that they were passed, but the opposition still has significant power here, and we need to continue the protest.
Right. Lastly, Paul,
get the government to back
lastly,
down.
With regard to yourself and Michael Lowry, first of all, a lot of people would say you shouldn't be filming in the Dáil, but also Michael Lowry appearing to give you two fingers in the Dáil. What do you have to say about all of that?
I think it's two fingers from Michael Lowry to the public, to the basic principles of parliamentary democracy, and it's two fingers that is endorsed by Micheál Martin, Simon Harris, and the government.
I very much doubt Micheál Martin or Simon Harris are remotely pleased with Michael Lowry for giving you the fingers. I would imagine that they would have much preferred he hadn't.
I'm sure they would, right? But the problem they have is that he is just expressing the reality of what happened. Is there was a secret deal with Lowry, very, very clearly, and this was then denied in person by Micheál Martin and Simon Harris, vociferously in a meeting of opposition leaders back in January. There was an agreement reached at that stage to say that, okay, we're going to...
The Lowry deal, you know, somebody had to go into government, by the way.
Agreeing that Lowry is in government?
Well, I think Lowry is definitely one of the TDs that is supporting government. I don't think that's in question. But equally, the Sock Dems were too good to go into government. Labour wouldn't go into government because they were protecting their flank against the Sock Dems. You guys are never going to go into government with the government parties. You know what I mean? Somebody had to form a government. That is how Parliament needs to form. Just to address the point about the fingers and the filming, is there not bad behaviour on all sides currently in the Dáil? And do we not need all of you to get a bit of a grip?
I mean, I think, to be honest, fundamentally, the worst behaviour yesterday was the behaviour by the government to break the previous agreement. They previously had an agreement to say that they would not ram anything through. They would work to secure agreement acceptable to government and opposition. And that is the thing that, in a more fundamental level, shows disrespect to our parliamentary
democracy. We will leave it there, but thank you for joining us this morning, Paul. That is Paul Murphy there, People Before Profit TD. I'd love to know what people think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.